Welcome, everybody, to Freedom Law School's Freedom Hour on this May 23rd, 2019. This is Payman Motahede, the founder and president of Freedom Law School, and your host for this weekly program. Tonight, I'm going to be talking about Amazon, folks, the richest company in the United States and the world, not including the banks, of course, with huge amounts of profits that paid a big fat zero income tax, despite having over $11 billion of profits. That's $11 billion with a B. Well, if Amazon that makes so much, so many billions, they don't pay income taxes. Corporations, not even a human being, it's just a make-believe entity. They don't pay any income tax. Why should you? That is a question we will explore tonight. But let me remind you, folks, if you have not been to Freedom Law School's website at livefreenow.org, you want to go there. If you'd like to be free, live free, livefreenow.org is the solution you've been looking for, giving you education and answers, solutions that work and have you winning, my friends. Go there and request your freedom education package, and it will be mailed to you for free at livefreenow.org. So, as usual, folks, I ask you not to believe stuff I say. Check it out for yourself. Read the law, and I help you understand the law. Freedom Law School was founded in 1996, and I started it to help educate the average American like you to understand the law and your rights. I break it down to its simple, basic, elemental pieces that the average person like you can understand it. So if you want to bring your tablets, laptop, smartphone, personal computer to follow along, you can do that. If you don't have time, you can listen to this in your car as you're stuck in traffic. Great way to learn. And later on, look at the video of it for more, you know, exact details. So let's go and first of all, check this out. Am I telling you guys the truth that really Amazon, folks, which has become the largest and most richest non-bank company in America, in the world, did really pay zero income tax to the federal government? Let's check it out. Let's look at my screen, folks. We're going to do a little search together. First of all, as always, I don't go to Google. Google is a part of the enemy. The big banks, the corporations, big tech. I go to DuckDuckGo.com. But you, on Google, you can find the same results, basically. So go to DuckDuckGo.com like I got here and enter, put on there, Amazon paid zero taxes 2017. Okay? When you do that and you hit your search button here on the top right, here it comes. The first link is answers, Amazon earned $5.6 billion in 2017, but paid no federal taxes. From foxbusiness.com, let's right-click on that and open that link in a new tab. And here's the answer for you, folks. This is 2017, folks. The article came out, as you see, February of 2018, that Amazon paid zero taxes in 2017. You can read about it more in detail. Okay. Here it says, Jeff Bezos' sprawling e-commerce giant Amazon reportedly ranked in more than $5.6 billion in U.S. profits in 2017. But despite that, the company essentially paid zero in federal income taxes. So I'm not making this stuff up, folks. These are facts. Let's go now do another search. This time on DuckDuckGo.com, we're going to look for Amazon paid zero taxes 2018. Yes. And as you search that, the answer comes up for you. this time. Let's go second one. I like the second results from CNBC.com. And you put your mouse on that. Why Amazon paid no 2018 U.S. federal income tax. Right click on that. Open that link in a new tab. And the answer here for you is right here. From CNBC on the top left. You see that? Yep. Why Amazon paid no 2018 federal income tax. It's published April 4, 2019. Just a little over a month ago. See? And here it is, folks. The article confirms that in 2018, Amazon paid zero in federal income tax on more than $11 billion in profits before taxes. It also received $129 million tax rebate from the federal government. Look at me, folks. Isn't that nice? How would you like to make over $5 billion? $5 billion, pay zero federal income tax. Make over $10 billion and still pay zero income tax. Oh, and on top of that, get over $100 million paid to you by Uncle Sam. Oh, of course. Who is the one that really pays for it? Is you guessed it. You, the American people. The American people ended up not only having Amazon paid zero, paid over $100 million to Amazon. Why? How? Well, the legalese of it are not as important as to how it happened. How could this happen? How could we have an America, a government of the people, by the people, and for the people, and have this happening? By the way, it's not only Amazon. Look at my screen. I'm going to show you 60 big companies that paid zero income tax. Okay, here it is. Look at this one. 60, put on your search this time, 60 big companies paid zero. Type that in, okay? And hit enter for the results. Second real one is from Fortune. These 60 companies legally paid zero in taxes last year. Right click on that and open a link in a new tab. And here's the answer. How these Fortune 500 companies, the largest companies in America, legally paid zero in taxes last year. Okay. Well, here we go. Look at the second paragraph. What does it say? Of the Fortune 500 companies that have already filed their 2018 taxes, 60 were profitable. They made money. They didn't lose any money, folks. And yet, avoided all federal income tax. Nice. And who are these people? What companies? Well, here, Amazon's one, Chevron, General Motors, Delta, Halliburton, IBM. Their profit was more than $79 billion. And the effective tax rate was, minus 5%. This means that on the average, they got tax refunds. They got paid to operate. Look at me, folks. So this is not unique just to one company, Amazon. 60 of the biggest company in America, they paid zero. In fact, they got paid 5% of their, basically, of the income. They got paid on top of that, subsidized by the American people, by the Congress of the federal government that's supposed to represent you and me and the other American people all around us. Isn't that nice of these people that that are elected to Congress, the House of Representatives, the senators, they go there and pass laws so that the average American, like you, you pay taxes so General Motors and Chevron and Amazon and Delta, they pay zero taxes. In fact, they get money from you to subsidize them, help them become richer. How does that happen? How does it happen? I'll show you. Take a look at this is my screen. The way it happens is like this, folks. Let's go look online for yourself. Amazon paid lobbyists. Okay? So Amazon paid lobbyists, put out your search engine, and then hit the search button. And the second article is about how Amazon spent $3.2 million in the second quarter in Washington lobbying. Let's put out, that's not lobbying. Okay, I don't know what it is. Put your mouse on that, right-click on that, click that link in the new tab. Here it is, folks. This article, published originally January 13, 2018, over a year ago. Amazon growing lobbying machine spent a record $12.8 million in 2017. Why? Why would they do that? Let's scroll down. The article talks about that, folks. Well, let's go. Oh, here it is. Here's, we're going to hear from this quote from Brian. Check this out, folks. This is a quote from Brian Huseman, a vice president of public policy at Amazon, said in an email statement. Oh, why does Amazon spend almost $13 million of their money in lobbying Congress? Oh, let's hear the words. As one of the biggest job creators in the country, we've expanded our team in Washington, D.C. to ensure that we are able to cover the growing range of topics that are important to policymakers. Oh, Amazon gets nothing out of it. It's all to help the policymakers, help congressmen to cover these important topics. What are these topics? Oh, let's see. The topics are, our employees and our customers. Oh, look at that, folks. Amazon's paying all this money for the benefit of the employees, you know, and customers. And policymakers. Now look at me, folks. Do you believe that? Do you believe this guy from Amazon that says that it's all to help the policymakers, congressmen, make better decisions? And it's true. They do it for the sake of their customers and for the sake of their employees. Oh, but not for the share owners of Amazon itself. No. Even though by law, the company, the executives of the company, by law, by contract, they're obliged, they're obligated to bring as much profits for the owners of Amazon. They're not spending this $13 billion to benefit the owners of Amazon. They're doing it to benefit the customers and the employees. Now, if you believe that story, I have a bridge in Brooklyn. I would like you to consider buying from me. You all know it's a big lie. It's a bunch of liars. They pay that, Amazon does, and so do these other big businesses, huge businesses. They spend money lobbying congressmen so that the tax law is written in a way that allows all kind of creative tax loopholes, so that the end result is Amazon, Delta Airlines, General Motors, they're not paying zero income tax. In fact, they get a subsidy from you. You work at a job, on your wages, they take out withholding of regular income tax, Social Security income tax, Medicare income tax. It goes to them. That's what they do, guys. And it works, folks. Can you blame them? Congressman for sale, right? And then with that money that is spent on lobbying and the donations they give these politicians, the politicians get to go and candidate to advertise themselves to you that I'm the good guy. Vote for me. And what happens, folks, I remember, I lived in Phelan, California, until I came to Florida. And we're all behind, it was a Republican district. Everybody was behind grassroots candidates. It was like six different Republicans, seven running. And one of the grassroots guys won in a primary of Republicans. Republicans always win that at general election in that area. So then, but the second guy was an establishment crook. In fact, his name is Cook. He was a colonel crook. Cook is a crook. What a fitting name he got. I'm a military. I'm a veteran, you know. Yeah, I've fought for this country. So you should vote for me, right? Comes now because none of them got 50%. These two guys run against each other. Okay. And guess what? I got all these campaign mailers in the mail from this group for, you know, promotion of democracy, you know, Citizens for, America, this, you know, good sounding name groups, mailers that just promoted the heck out of this Cook guy. And he's the congressman right now from the high desert of California. You can look him up. And blasted the other guy. No. Well, no surprise. At election time, the Republican nomination went by far to this Cook guy, which was number two. Like, whoa. Because the grassroots guy didn't have the money of big corporations like Amazon, General Motors, Delta, big banks, Wall Street, Zionist lobby. All these guys that have money and they want to control you, he didn't have the money. So the Cook guy won, and he's a crook representing the people out there. Of course, he bought rough, be the Democrat because I'm Republican, you know. The Democrats is, you know, bad in comparison. Of course, he was. But still, that's how our system of government, folks, is broken. We have the best congressman money can buy, and they put in place, of course, the presidents are usually our crooks. The last two decent presidents we had, they were relatively decent, were Carter and Reagan. After those two, they were not perfect, by the way, either, you know, but still, relatively, the Bushes were crooks, the Clintons were crooks, Obama's a crook, right? You know, Johnson was a crook. Nixon was a bad guy, as they make it out to be, either. But Trump is an outsider. That's why the whole establishment, the media is against Trump. He's an outsider. They don't own him. Because Trump did not need their money. He's a billionaire. He doesn't need their money. He's got a house full of gold, literally. That's how our system works. You don't matter to them. Sadly, to them, you're just a slave, a working stiff. Just go to run along, eat your junk food, eat your grains, cheap junk food at McDonald's, have your beer and barbecue weekend, be happy with that, have some spaghetti and bread and crackers and pretzels because you can't afford meat, grass-fed meat, good nutrition. You can't afford that. That's how it is. If they don't pay, why should you? Is my question to you. The system is broken down. We don't have a government by the people, for the people, of the people. Government of the big banks and corporations, of the people that work for big banks and corporations, for the benefit of the big banks and corporations. Of course, Amazon, these companies have all these great lawyers also. Lawyers that tell them what the law is, to take advantage of all the loopholes, to take, make them prepare as best as possible, do this, do that. Take these exact steps in this order, and then these steps in order, and be prepared to do this and that. Hey, guess what? There's a legal team waiting behind the tables to take care of you in case you come under attack. That's why there are all of these big companies. IRS just cannot handle auditing these huge companies. The paperwork is too complex. Who's there to defend you? The average American. Nobody? Well, there is one source I will tell you in a minute. But while before I tell you that source, think about it. Do you know any bookkeeper, accountant, CPA, lawyer that you can afford? So you pay zero taxes to the thieves? Folks, I believe the whole system is a fraud. There is no law that requires the average American like you and the other American people and me to follow and pay income tax. It's a scam. It's a fraud. Now, I've done, if you have not checked out the series I've done on this issue, that there's no law requiring the average American to follow income tax, you need to listen to it. Okay? Go to our YouTube channel and go to listen. I started a series in February of 2019 in multiple parts. Start from part one, two, three. Listen to it. I show you the law from Congress's own website, from Supreme Court decisions language. So I'm going to declare to all of you right now, you're not required to file income tax. And I implore you, I think you should stop filing and paying income tax with these after you verify what I'm telling you by watching, listening, and reading the previous Freedom Hours I've done, starting in February, April, March, April of 2019. The experience in detail. Yes. Oh, by the way, this is for the IRS agent spies and the crooked U.S. attorneys who are thinking about shutting me down, putting me before a jury for telling people to evade taxes, to conspiracy to defraud the United States government. Yeah. Oh, folks, they want to get me so bad, these crooks. They buy these government employees. And you know what they do? What they do, folks, they get the tax defendant before a jury, and they work the U.S. attorney, government lawyer with a judge to not let the jury see the whole picture. They filter the truth that the jury gets to see. So the guy gets to look out of context as a selfish cheat. He doesn't want to pay his fair share of taxes. So you, the fellow jurors in the jury, you end up paying more. You end up having to hold harder. Oh, yeah. You end up being more tired. I've heard the tax court judge say that. Oh, the rest of American people have to hold harder because guys like him, this tax cheat, don't want to pay their fair share. Fair share of subsidizing Amazon and General Motors. Right? They don't talk about that part. So they get together and make sure the jury doesn't get to see. So this is for the U.S. attorney crook, IRS crook that's checking me out. Okay? It's going to go before the jury. All this seminar that is referred to, the Freedom Hours, you must show that jury to the jury. And it's not repetitious, by the way. They get to get away, tell the jury, oh, we don't have to see the whole thing because it's repetitious. The government tells the judge, you don't need to let the jury see the whole thing. All these 10 hours of education and research is repetitious. Just show maybe a few of these 5-minute clips. So that's good enough. And judge says, yeah, of course. A jury gets to see these few clips. And they decide all this when the jury is out of the trial room, out of the courtroom. Yes. They decide all this stuff outside the courtroom, and they let the defense lawyer and defendant know, you go try to bring it up to jury. I'm going to hold you contempt of court, which means you violated a court order. I'm ordering you not to bring this up to jury. And if you do, that by itself is punishable. You're going to go to prison for up to 6 months for violating my order. You didn't know that's how our court system works, folks? Yeah, that's how it works. So the jury is wondering, well, we don't see much going on here. How come this guy's not saying much? Because the judge closes his mouth. Doesn't let the defendant give the whole thing to the jury because under the guise that it's all repetitious. Under the guise that the jury is being told the law by the defense lawyer or defendant. And in the court of law, the judge, he is God. He's the source of the law. Oh, mighty judge. Oh, we all pray to you. The priest, holy priest of the system. U.S. attorney does the same thing because they say, yeah, judge, We pray to you. Yes, your honor. And you know, of course, as a holy priest, you don't let the defendant, show the law of the jury because you, the whole almighty God, you are the only source of law. Whatever comes out of your mouth, that is the law. So the defendant, we don't want him to be able to show the law of the jury, show the actual law passed by Congress or U.S. Supreme Court decisions, because that may be, this is a quote, confusing to the jury. Yeah, I agree. It could be very confusing to the jury because they get to see that the U.S. attorney, the government lawyer, he's a liar. And the jury gets to see also that holy system, priest of the system, judge, he's a crook too. So no, we cannot do that. The jury must do whatever the judge tells them to do. Only the jury gets to see what the judge tells them they can see. The jury gets to only hear only what the judge lets the jury hear. Yeah. So you guys should check out the seminars I've done on the subject. It's very important that you do that, folks. Okay? Check it out. It's critically important that you understand the law for yourself. Do not believe me. Do not believe the government. Do not believe anybody on the internet. It's there for you. So, let's get back to questions. Amazon has all these lobbyists to make campaign contributions to politicians, to buy them off. They have all his lawyers to write tax loopholes in the law for them to take advantage of, for Amazon to take advantage of. And the same lawyers, they go implement those tax laws they wrote themselves for the benefit to pay zero income tax and get a refund, actually. How about you? You have no money to pay for politicians to get elected. I know that. The average guy has to go pop the pee in to pay politicians $2,000. Oh, by the way, as an individual, you are limited what you can pay. Corporations, can pay all to these political action committees all they want. And who writes the laws for you in your way, in your favor? And who's there to defend you in case the IRS wants taxes from you. Because you know about Amazon lawyers mean Amazon knows about the law. Amazon knows about the rights. Amazon lawyers make sure they know about the procedures to follow to win against the IRS. How about you? Most Americans, like us, were brought up in a public school system. You had a little 12th grade government civics class that teach you nothing. Get a degree from a university. I got one in business. Had two business law classes. Learned nothing about my rights. Knew nothing about the Constitution from the classes. But there is a solution. That's why I started Freedom Law School in 1996, folks. Back in 1992, when I heard that there's no law requiring the average American like you to file income tax, and I was only at that time 29 years old, I researched it to verify it for myself. I started educating myself about this from the Patriot Movement, from the Freedom Movement in America. America, this free country, has supposedly a freedom movement. So then I started learning and teaching classes with three other people to a local patriot group that we had. Whatever little bit that we knew, we learned from these different seminars. Experts came to Southern California. We attended the seminars, bought tapes, audio tapes of them, listened to them on tape, bought books, literature. The other guys quit. I kept it going. The class was going. And I became Freedom Law School. And I was been trying to help people since then. Educate you about the law and your rights. Legal procedures. So you can defend yourself. Like Amazon lawyers defending Amazon. But I found that people wanted more. That people asked me to pay more. I want you to help me get the IRS off my back. I have the time to learn all the stuff that you know. Study all the stuff that you know. You know, I'd like to learn some, but the technicalities and complexities of the law, I can't learn it all. I got to have someone else do it for me. Like Amazon has their lawyers do it for them, right? So that's when in 2001, I modified things. Let me go, you know, and I'm going to show you on my website how I did that to make sure that you have some representation in Congress. And the funny thing is, you know what? There is no law requiring the average American to file income tax. We don't need to change the law. We don't need to lobby to change the law. The law already clearly shows there's no law requiring you and I to file income tax. Look at my screen. I'm going to look up this one court case. The rest of you can listen to my previous seminars, okay? Let's go on the internet. And I want you to look up this case called Gold v. Gold. Well, folks, this is my favorite Supreme Court. G-O-U-L-D space V period space G-O-U-L-D. Hit enter. Okay? Here it is. You scroll down. It comes up on the supreme.justia.com and caselaw-findlaw. So go to supreme.justia. Open that link in a new tab. Here it is. Click on the top from syllabus, which is a summary of the case, to the case. Click on the case, the whole court case comes up. Here it is. Gould versus Gould, 1917 case. If you go down, you'll see the unanimous court decision that says these words, this paragraph. I'm going to read this paragraph for you, okay? In their interpretation of statutes levying taxes, which means an understanding, statutes or laws that impose or levy taxes, it is the established rule not to extend their provisions by implication. In other words, it's a well-known rule. You do not extend the tax law by implying. That's something implied that's tax. You cannot imply taxation. Okay, it's got to be very clear. You cannot do it by implication beyond the clear import of the language used, beyond the clear specific language of the law, or to enlarge their operations, operation of the tax law. That's what their operations is. Enlarge what the tax laws so as to embrace matters not specifically pointed out. To embrace or cover things that are not specifically listed in tax law, things or activities which are not taxed. Okay? So it's very clear, folks. The tax law is got to be very specifically say what is taxed. What object activity is taxed. If it's not clearly in the law shown to be taxed, it is not taxed. There's a well-established rule that's been, since the founding of America, have been there. Now, that's very clear, isn't it? Well, let's go and read the next sentence. It says, in case of doubt, you have any doubt, you're not sure, well, maybe it's implied, maybe it's kind of there, I'm not sure, I'm not clear. If you have any doubt, they are construed or interpreted or understood. You must understand them, interpret them. Most strongly against the government's power to tax or taxing that activity or thing or person, and in favor of the citizen not being taxed or activity. So if any doubt, folks, you're not taxed. So look at me, folks. Let me tell you why this is important. The reason this is very important, because we've been duped by the deep state for decades that has imposed the income tax on us. Deep state is these top levels of IRS management, CIA, NSA, FBI, and the Department of Injustice. That's the lawyers. That's the head. Okay? They impose ripping you off as a slave, make you into a slave. So everybody believes, most everybody, you got to follow income tax as a law, even though there is no law. So we have to turn the burden of proof around. It's not up to me to show there's no law requirement for income tax. It's up to those deep staters, the crooks, the criminals, the IRS agents, the U.S. attorneys, the judges, the media, the accountants, CPAs, tax lawyers that claim there is a tax preparers, that there's a law. They got to show there's a law. That requires you, the average American, to file and pay the federal income tax. And there is no law. I've covered it February 19 to April 19. I covered this in detail. Listen to those Freedom Hours for more detail. I hereby incorporate that by reference, folks. You got to do your homework. Now, so who's there to help you? Here's the answer if you've been looking, folks. Freedom Law School? Go to our website at livefreenow.org, livefreenow.org, and then go to course packages. You can go down to each of these options, but double-click on course packages itself. And this is what you want. Okay? Now, you want the closest thing to Amazon has, where you get to have influence over Congress, not with money, but by truth, by educating your congressman, by teaching about the laws, by teaching about the Constitution of the United States, by teaching your congressman about U.S. Supreme Court decisions. That's one. And you get unlimited support and defense in case the IRS comes after you, want to put you in jail, or they want to harass you, steal your money. You want to get this Royal Freedom Package. I'm going to click on that. See, folks, Amazon, General Motors, they got their own version of Royal Freedom Package. They got all these lawyers and lobbyists and the congressmen that they own, along with the other big mega corporations that does it all for them, right? Look what they got, a peace of mind, knowing that there's a dedicated team of lawyers defending Amazon and General Motors, right? They have educational course and other education materials to help them understand the law and the rights and procedures and how to protect them against taxes and government control. See, they got that. They got it, folks. They have their own Royal Freedom Package. Okay? All right? And so, and these guys, of course, you know, they know they got the laws made in their favor, you know, and so based upon that, they don't pay income tax. They don't owe anything. Now they have protection from criminal attacks because they got the lawyers, lobbyists, congressmen in their pockets, right? And the lawyers respond on their behalf to all the potential attacks from the IRS. See? They have it. They have all this stuff, don't they? Right? In short, folks, it's all done for you. It's all done. With the lawyers, lobbyists that they own, the politicians they own, it's all done for Amazon and General Motors and the corporations. Right? And they get unlimited constitution support for any and all federal and state income tax situations and questions. Hey, they're all the money to talk to lawyers and lobbyists. That's what they got. Now, do you want that? You can have it too. But it won't cost you like these guys spend millions and millions. You can't afford that. Freedom of Law School's royalty package that includes all that that Amazon has and General Motors for you as an individual is only $7,000 for the first year. And each year thereafter, your annual renewal is $4,500 for Californians and $4,000 for people in other states. Now look at me. I know you want that. All of you want it. Some of you can immediately afford it. Some of you have to work toward it. But that's where you want to be. I understand that. But let me help you with that question. Can you afford it? Well, my question to you is, can you afford not to have it? Why are you paying taxes that there's no law requiring it to when these crooks, Amazon and General Motors, pay zero and get a refund because they own the system. The law is being ignored, that's in your favor, and the law is being twisted in their favor, so they don't pay anything. Now, some of you are small business owners, have no problem. Some of you are wage earners that make decent money, no problem. In fact, I say anybody that makes $50,000 a year or more in America cannot afford not to have this program. And many of you make more than $50,000 a year. Just add up. Add up how much the fees take from you to give to Amazon and General Motors. Add it up. Look at your past your tax returns. Look at your pay stubs. How much did you pay the deep state to bail out Bank of America, Chase, during the Great Depression we had? Right? $750 billion was free loan to them that we don't even know if they paid any of it back. $14 trillion was lent out by the Federal Reserve to big banks and their friends at zero or near 0% interest rates. And just add up your numbers. Look at your return. Okay? If you make less than $50,000 a year, maybe you make $10 an hour, $12 an hour. If you live on Social Security, you're only 62 years old, you're on disability. Okay? Well, that's a different issue. That's a different question. You just got to survive, period. Okay? But I got a solution for you guys, too. If you're not doing it very well, look at my screen. I'm going to show you some solutions. Let's go back on the course packages. See, the Royal Freedom Package, which Freedom Package is what everybody wants, okay, to be able to do what Amazon does, but you by following the law, of course, by writing a congressman, by knowing about the law. But you can start with the Simple Freedom Package, the Beginner's Freedom Package, the Quick Start Freedom Package, or even our first course called a Practical Road to Freedom Level 1. This course, folks, I'm going to click on it. been around since 1994. I've developed it. In 25 years, I've developed it better and better. And has 9 classes. I'm scrolling down. You see the table of contents. Okay, I'm stuff that you want to know, need to know. Introduction to law, freedom, and governments. Introduction to types of course and income tax. Introduction to law library. How to use a law library. Effective responses to harassing government letters of IRS, state income tax agencies. How to read and write effective court documents. Trial procedures. Mock court. And even a class on techniques and strategies for free living. It's only $300 for the last 20 years. Hasn't gone up in 20 years, plus $200 shipping. And this course, folks, you can get it with a money-back guarantee. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. If you're not satisfied in any way, simply return the CD and material in resellable condition, and your money will be refunded. Period. Okay. So, and it's, oh, by the way, it's a 90-day money-back guarantee. 90 days. If you, okay, but guess what? I will extend the 90 days if you just call me and say, hey, I need more time, Payman. Have not had the chance to listen to the course in more detail as I want to. I'll be happy to extend it to 6 months or a year. Just call me. Leaving home. So you can basically have free rental. Okay? $300. You don't have that, you're Social Security, right? You only make minimum wage, you're disabled, you can afford $300. Or fine, send me $100. Look at me, folks. I will let you, if you just tell me, on your own word, on your word alone, I will let every single one of you just send me only $100, and I will send the course to you, no credit check. None. I don't care who you are. I will send this course to you for the $100 and the other balance of $220, the other $230, you can make payments on it. 2 months, 4 months, fine. I want you to have this information that you should have been taught in high school about the law and your rights to be a free, sovereign, independent man or woman in America. This is really civics course that should have been taught to all of us. What do you have to lose, folks? Really, ask yourself, what do you have to lose? So inexpensive with a generous money back guarantee. Listen to it when you go to work, stuck in the traffic. Best time to listen to it, stuck in traffic. Oh, now traffic jams are a great way to catch up on educating yourself you want to do. Oh, I want to get on the next class. Oh, I'm stuck in traffic. Good. I get to get ahead. Listen to what I want to learn. That's what I did, folks. In my youth, in my 20s, I listened to audio tapes all the time. Use that dead time in the traffic. Turn around to invest in your mind, in your freedom. You got to do that. Okay? So everybody can start with that. Now let's go back to the screens. I'm going to show you other options, okay? I know you all can afford this. Every one of you should be getting this course. Every one of you. I should be getting next week a lot of level one course orders, okay? With the money back guarantee, remember. Let's go to the other course packages now. Above that is one called the Quick Start Freedom Package. Okay, let's click on the Quick Start Freedom Package. What is that? It is the level one course along with 1 hour of, here it is, it combines our first Quick Start Freedom Package combines our first and most important course, level one, which is by itself $300 plus $20 shipping, with a 1 hour private consultation with yours truly, myself, which is normally $240 for the first hour that I consult. After that, it's $360 an hour for a combined total of only $490, saving you $70. Okay, because a lot of times, folks, what happens is that people call me and say, oh, Payman, I don't have much money. I don't know. Should I spend that on 1 month, hour consultation with you, or should I get that level one course, which is 20 hours of audio, 200 plus pages of paperwork, 9 minutes of video, which that looks like I get a lot more from the course, a lot more education, but I need some answers right now. I got some situations right now I need to get resolved, have peace in my mind, what to do, what not to do. I don't know which way is the best way for me to go. So I came up with this program to solve that dilemma for you. Get them both for $490, and you save yourself $70. So less than $500. You can afford $500. It's less than that. And even here, you can put a third down. So that means you say it's maybe $170, and I'll give you the 1 hour consultation, which I usually charge $240. Yeah. And a level one course, I'll send it all to you. And a level one course portion, still with a money back guarantee. I can give it back, resold to somebody else. My hour I spend with you, God would not give it back to me. So I cannot refund you that. Okay? So let's go back to the screen. One step up, your option is the Beginner's Freedom Package. The Beginner's Freedom Package is the Quick Start Freedom Package, but it has also these other material, okay, in paragraph 2 and 3. All this material that you're going to get, further education material. But of this material, on paragraph 2 here, you're going to get 5 of these CDs and DVDs, the stuff that you should send to your congressman to educate them about income tax, the Constitution, about their oath to uphold the Constitution, and have them force the law on the IRS, on the deep state that's out of control. Okay? Joe Bannister, the former IRS special agent. Okay? The DVDs and reports and all this stuff included in there. The letters will be sent. You sign them. Freedom Law School will mail it for you. So all this is only, Beginner's Freedom Package, is only $900, less than $1,000. I know many of you can afford that. Even if you make, look at me, folks. Let me show you something. Tell you something. So let's suppose you make minimum wage. Let's suppose you make $10 an hour. $10 an hour at 40 hours a week is $20,800 per year. Are you telling me that you cannot put aside $900? You make minimum wage, $10 an hour. You have $900 right now? Okay. I'll let you make payments. $300 now. And the other $600, you can make payments on that. 2 months, 4 months, 6 months. Really, 6 months if you needed to. No problem. Folks, you got to make a commitment to freedom. You have to pay a price for freedom. I did. So are the founding fathers. George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Patrick Henry. All the soldiers that died, the unknown soldiers, they all paid a price, folks. You can't expect me to be free. Go on the internet, find some website that says this. Website is silver bullet. This one says UCC. I'm a national citizen. I'm a state citizen. I'm a sovereign. I walk out of their jurisdiction, stay out of their jurisdiction. I'll go back on their common law. I call their HR 192. Bankruptcy United States, you know, UCC 1-207. Folks, all the silver bullets out there don't work. Freedom Law School does what works. I've been doing this for 27 years. I was supposed to put me in jail. I'm the only freedom leader ever in the history of America since World War II. Educating Americans about income tax law that IRS has shut me down. Or dead, or got in jail. Only one. Because I do what I do works. Look at our victories. Okay? I'll show you some of our victories. You can see a lot of it. Here. Go to our website. And you see on the top right, under victories, go down to IRS victories. Click on that. Look, victory after victory after victory. There's more I have not put on there. I've been so busy, I got to put more on. You can click on any of these things. And you'll see the victory documentation. It's there. Gore back on the victories, FLS victories. I beat them myself, folks, on the FLS victories. Okay, here it is. Folks, number three is my favorite. Irish came after you for $700,000 for number three. 10 years, oh no, more than 10 years of taxes. And I zeroed it all out. Click on the documents, it's all there. Check it out. I'm not going to cover it right now, we don't have time. Do it, check it out, it's all there. Okay? So going back to the course packages, folks, you know, you got options. Okay? So the beginner's fear package, one step above that is the simple fear package, which is the closest thing to the royal freedom package. Yep. Simple fear package is the beginner's fear package and unlimited consultation and the criminal legal defense fund. That's right. Okay. Which provides representation costs, fully prepaid all the way up to U.S. Supreme Court if necessary. Okay. So that you are kept out of jail. Of course, the preparations make a huge difference. The letters to Congress make a big difference. The letters to Congress may give you that. Now you're going to have your congressman fight the deep state to shut them down, to stop this slavery of American people, but also in case they want to put you in jail, you have your defense to educate your fellow citizens. Look at all this. And then just stop, fall off the turnip truck. There's a record of what you did, writing a congressman with a law that will go before the jury to read. You look at this stuff. You'll read this material. It's made, written, easy to understand for average congressman, average citizen, and average juror. So this program is only, folks, in the simple fear package, is $4,000 for the first year, and then second year, each of the after, $1,200 per year. That's it. Now look at me. $4,000 to start, but after first year, year after year, $1,200 a year, which is basically $100 a month. For $100 a month, you're educated, written to Congress to affect change, for positive change, to get our government back, to lobby them by educating them. You get also unlimited consultation, unlimited, all year long. You don't have to pay me $360 an hour, unlimited. And criminal legal defense fund, in case they want to put you in jail, all paid for. $100 a month. Where's your priorities? Vacationing? Newer car? Bigger car? Faster car? Bigger house, apartment, boating, you know, going, whatever activities, going to Disneyland. I was talking to a postal worker, you know, I remember a few weeks ago, he told me he spent $1,600, $1,600 for his whole family to go to Disney World. And I thought, wow, people spend that much money on stuff like that? I guess they do. How about you? Where do you waste your money? And then you say, oh, I have no money to afford anything. I can't afford freedom losses courses or freedom packages. And you can start this program with a third down. Instead of $4,000 to start, you can start with $1,400 down, one third, and make payment on the rest. And of course, let's go back, folks. You can go every step of the way up here, and you're going to go toward the Royal Freedom Package, which is what you want, because only the Royal Freedom Package has what? Okay, what it is? A respond to, on your behalf, to all IRS attacks. And in short, it's all done for you. It's all done. Remember what Amazon has? General Motors has? Their lobbyists, the lawyers, to defend them, talk to them, answer questions. You have that. Yep. Now I got good news for you on top of that, folks. Look at me. One thing you guys don't know about me, I should tell you just a couple things, is I didn't just fill up a turn-up truck, okay, doing this stuff. I grew up in Iran. People wonder, who are you anyhow, Payman, with this weird Iranian name? He's this Iranian guy coming to tell Americans about the Constitution, law, and the IRS. Well, yeah, but it's a good question. You deserve to know who this guy is. I went to a very good private Jewish school because I was born in a Jewish family, and for first to ninth grade. And the school was 8 to 5, longer school days. We didn't get out until like 10 minutes to 5. So we had more classes. Good private school. My father believed in education. He was a teacher before he had his own business. And as a result, folks, we accelerated our education. And so much, I had geometry at 7th grade, algebra 2 in 8th grade, and trigonometry finished in 9th grade. I mean, I come to America at 10th grade, go to Brentwood High School in West LA, rich kid school for one trimester. They gave me geometry at 10th grade. I had already in 8th grade back in Iran. And I was naturally a math whiz. Logical thinking came to me easy. Don't ask me to draw. I'm terrible at drawing. Ask me to memorize songs. I'm not good at that either, but I'm very good at logical thinking. Okay? Came to me easy, math. In fact, since I was a child, since I was almost 7 years old, my dad taught me and my brother to play chess. We had no TV, very little TV. You know, one TV channel, one and a half, and a little radio, one channel radio. So we had to play chess, my brother and I, mostly to stay busy. So I either read magazines and books or played chess with my brother. So you can imagine, you know, I was far ahead of most people in being knowledgeable as a kid. And my dad talked to his friends not about sports, not about cars or boats. He talked about politics. East versus West. Soviet Union versus American, England, and the Western world. NATO versus Warsaw Pact. Arab-Israeli conflict. Iranian politics. So as a kid, get into all this political stuff as a child right away. And as a chess player, get to think and plan 3 to 5 moves ahead in strategy. And become my middle school chess champion. Comes to America at age 14. And so with that background, folks, I already had more education than high school graduates in America, as you can imagine. So when it comes to this stuff, it just went to me real easy. I got my degree in business, finance, economics, and marketing with my majors, study of areas, and I became a financial planner when I was still in college at age 21. Did more real estate mortgages and financial planning for about 7 years of more, planning, 6 months of mortgages. So I got into the whole finance and money and business world and retirement planning and all this stuff, set up IRAs at a very young age. So I know a lot about business planning, financial planning, retirement. So one of the benefits you'll get in the simple and royal fair packages on limited consultation, not just with law, but about your future, your money, your retirement, your family planning. I know some, you get all that extra at no extra charge. It's not on there in writing, only for those of you that listen to this know about it, okay? But it's there because I want you to succeed. I want you to win. You win. The more Americans win, the more we join hands, the more powerful we are. Every one of us by ourselves, you go against the deep state, ouch. Ouch, that hurts. You're not strong enough to withstand the power. They're strong. But make us two, we're stronger. 3, 4, 5, bam. We can knock them out. The deep state, get our government back, get our country back. While you pay nothing to your enemies in the deep state that are enslaving you and enriching themselves and their corporate banker and sponsors like Chase, Bank of America, Amazon, General Motors. Folks, you have a right to live free. Yes, you do. Given by our Creator. You have a duty to take action because you've been exposed to the truth, folks. You can't close your eyes to the truth. You know you can't. Now your conscience has been awakened. There's only one choice of course of action left for you to do. Take action now. Unite with other individuals like yourself, Freedom Minded, through Freedom Law School. Start anywhere along the program from level one course, quick start, beginner freedom package, but eventually end up with a simple or the royal freedom package. The more we come together, folks, the more powerful we are. The more each of us is protected. Each of us is better protected by joining hands together. And we're more powerful together to bring about change, to get rid of the deep state, get our country back, get our government back, get our freedom back. And folks, let me tell you, we do that, we're going to return the world to freedom, not just America. I mean it. The U.S. government is the biggest evil empire that murders innocent people all across the world in all these wars. The Vietnam War was based upon lies of Johnson. World War II was based upon lies of Roosevelt. He knew it was coming. Okay, they set up the Japanese by having naval blockade in Japan for oil, and Japan was forced to break the naval blockade by attacking Pearl Harbor. Iraq war was a lie based upon the non-existent weapons of mass destruction. Now they're saying Iran attacked a few boats in the Persian Gulf, and guess what? News reports want to go examine the boats. Oh, the government of the air governments don't let the reporters examine the boats that were attacked by Iran. Lies, lies, evil, propaganda, murder. You're stopping murder of innocent human beings by taking action, folks. Think about that. So do your part, take action, be sure to share this information, folks, with people you know. Tell your friends, have them, you know, check this material out. Listen to our Freedom Hours of 2019 and forward. And folks, it's going to make a difference. We are going to get our country back. And I know one of these days, YouTube will probably just ban Freedom Law School, so like we've done to so many other people. Believe me, I got plans. We're going to get other places to put our videos on there. But our website at livefreenow.org is your source to go there always. Okay? And we're going to keep on fighting with your help and your participation, okay? Now let's go on the second hour of Freedom Hour to your freedom questions, folks, okay? On the second hour, folks, what I'll do is I answer any questions any of you have about this topic of tonight and about any freedom questions that you may be having about the IRS, state income tax agencies, police, bureaucrats of any kind that may be harassing you, want to take your property or freedom, I'm here to help. Ask. The number to call to get your questions answered is area code 657-383-1755. Again, 657-383-1755. And once you're there, you push 1. On your telephone keypad, and we'll know that you have a question, and then your question will be answered one person at a time. So let's go to the calls we have right now already waiting. We have a call from area code 215. What is your first name, my friend, from area code 215?
Susan.
Hello. You there? Call from area code 215.
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. What's your name?
Susan.
Okay, Susan. Very good. Very good, Susan. And so do you have our Freedom Education Package that we mail out to everybody for free yet?
It hasn't arrived yet.
You asked for it. Very good. Very good. And how may I assist you, Susan?
Well, on May 10th, I received a letter from the IRS, and I don't even know how to interpret it, what it means, but it seems it has something to do with 3 to 4 years ago, when I was on Obamacare and the marketplace insurance. I've now been since 2016, I've been on Medicare disability, and I also work part-time. And they're sending me a letter, giving me 20 days to mail this letter back with a completed form 8962 and a copy of a form 1095A. I know nothing about any of this.
Well, guess what, Susan? I got news for you. I don't know anything about it either. A little bit more than you, I should say. Look, I don't play in that game. I don't like this communist system. I don't like this social system. Okay? That's not my game. My game is on how to play the game of getting more benefits, you know, from the government. I don't play this game. You know, in fact, this Obamacare is one of the reasons why the IRS is so busy.
Right.
Not going
you have
Yeah.
You have two of my emails that I sent today.
Yes. I have the same thing. I know. I have them right here. I'm looking at it. Bottom line, Susan, I don't know what you did in the past. Without doing a full private paid consultation with you, I have no idea what to tell you. I have no magic bullet to tell you. I don't know. But in that time frame, I could research it. I could look at it. And maybe I could come up with something for you. Other than that, I don't know. I don't know what you put on your what your letter says on your 2018 tax return that referred to, Bob. This is not your new one. This is your new one, not the old one you said. You said it's your
old
one.
Yeah,
The letter says
I owed them
one.
Money, and I paid them. I paid them down to a zero balance this year.
Look, I don't know. Without seeing the paperwork, I cannot give you no magic answers. I'm sorry. It's like you're calling a doctor. Doctor, look, I got a backache. What do I do? Doctor, I got a pain in my eye. What do I do? Got to come for a full examination. I cannot do silver bullets and stuff like this. If you give me a lot more paperwork, I can see, but not with this. Not with that seeing what you did that they're responding to. I got to see it all. Okay?
Right. I also.
Yes?
I also paid them money to zero balance this year. I owed on my income tax. I owe them nothing. I have no more dealings with them, and then they send me this letter.
Okay. I'm sorry. I have an answer to help you. I don't know what you put on tax return. I don't know what they're referring to. I have no idea. I cannot tell without seeing what you wrote to them, what you filed, what is the letter responding to.
Yeah, I didn't write back to them yet. I do have that opportunity to do so.
No, I don't. I need to see what you wrote to them first, what you filed with them first, to see what this letter is about. Understand what I'm saying? You keep asking me, Susan. I'm telling you, Susan, I cannot help you without seeing what you sent to them first. You understand that, Susan?
Okay, yes.
Okay, that's the problem. So,
I will
educate your children. Educate your children and grandchildren, Susan. You're older, you're on Medicare. Okay, you don't make much money.
Yeah, I have no children or grandchildren.
Well, educate your nieces, your nephews. Go volunteer to school. You know, do something that you feel good about contributing. Okay, that's my best wish for you. I wish you most success.
Okay,
let's go to the next call we have from area code 215. Call from area code 215. I'm sorry, that was Susan. Area code 917. What's your first name, my friend? I'm sorry, what is your first name?
Hello.
Get off speakerphone and put your headset on or headset on your phone. That's why we had an echo. Okay, no speakerphone. What is your first name, my friend? Okay, I think he got disconnected because of that. He's disconnected. Call for area code 347. We're going to come back to call for area code 917. Call back, my friend. Okay, but do not be on speakerphone. Yeah, that's what that echo was about. Oh, that was me echoing on your speakerphone. Call for area code 347. What is your first name, my friend? Hello, you there?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes. What's your first name, my friend?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I can hear
Fred.
You. I can hear you. Fred. Okay. Very good, Fred. And do you have a free freedom education package? I can hear you, Fred. Yes. Go ahead.
Okay.
Do you have a free freedom education package?
I have a poor connection. Okay, I have a poor connection. I'm going to have to call again.
Okay, call back, my friend. Yes. Folks, do not use cell phones when you call. Do not use speakerphones ever. Cell phones cut in and out depending on where you are located. Okay, landlines are the best. You get the best, sound consistent quality that way. Now, we have some comments and questions on the YouTube I'm going to try to address here. Those of you live on YouTube feed. The comment is, shouldn't the sheriff be present to arrest a judge that would try to railroad someone? A judge that acts outside his authority is acting in treason. Well, yeah, I agree with that. Two problems. Sheriffs didn't go to law school. Didn't go and study law like me on their own independently. They got just elected like congressmen. They usually were just policemen. He doesn't know a law like the judge does. You think he'll have the confidence in himself to go and arrest a judge that knows a lot more about law? He doubts himself. Maybe there's something that I don't understand because I'm only a sheriff. I carry guns. I shoot bad guys and arrest bad guys. That guy in the black robe, he knows the law. Well, if I'm going to do a legal thing like arresting him, I better know it really, really good. So he won't do that. And even if he did arrest the judge, who is he going to take the judge in front of? Another judge. Oh. And that another judge in the same county, same geography, who very, very likely, obviously, knows the judge you just arrested. They're friends. They're buddies. They play golf together. What happened, Charlie? Yeah, Steve the sheriff arrested me. What? Okay, well, you're before me. I'm your friend. Okay? My name is David. You out of here. Sheriff, release him. On the judge in this case. So, no. I wish that was the case, but it doesn't work that way typically. We're going to get the call from Erico 917 in just a minute, but let me go to another comment. Judge and prosecutor work for the state, and Title 28 USC Code 3002 definitions of court means that any court created by the Congress of the United States, excluding the United States Tax Court. Well, what about it? Yeah, what about it? I'm actually, the question's not complete. Yes, of course, judges and prosecutors, they work for the state. They're part of the government. What do you think? The state is supposed to be working for the people. But the state, the government in America no longer works for us. They don't represent the people. They represent Amazon's, General Motors, other big corporations, banks, Chase, Bank of America. Rather, they pay for their lobby, with the lobbies pay them and campaign money, right? That's who they work for. Okay. Let's go again to call for Erica 917. You're live, my friend. What is your first name?
Fred.
Okay, Fred. Do you have a free education package, Fred?
Yes, I do. Okay, there's actually two things. When the letter is sent out to the employer, to stop federal tax withholding, is it normal for the employer to call back to the individual and ask them to over the phone to go through the information that was sent to them, or should they do that just in writing, or should the person ask them to respond in kind in writing if they have any misunderstanding or issues regarding that?
I don't understand your question. Could you state it plain?
Okay.
What happened to you? What happened to your situation? Okay.
All right. Okay. They received a letter, and about 3 days later they call and they want to go over the letter, you know,
good,
to discuss the information.
Good. Good.
So
we'll
so that is
them.
Good. Okay,
yeah,
that's cool.
They're not ignoring
and
you.
The
that's
other,
a good start. Yeah.
Yeah. And the other thing is, like, when it comes to the W-4 form document, obviously just based upon the information in the letter, clearly shows that that form wouldn't even be applicable to the American citizen.
That's right.
Because
correct.
Because that's the kind of reasoning they follow, because it was it was a bit of a surprise. So I just wanted to bring that, you know, I just wanted to know, because some people wouldn't want to discuss matters over the phone. They would rather correspond in writing to maintain or keep a paper trail.
Look, anytime they don't ignore you, it's a good start.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
okay,
how big is your employer you're working for? How many employees they have? About 10,000?
Oh, my goodness.
How many people work for them?
Oh, yes. A lot.
Which one?
Probably 10,000.
Okay. So
which,
the letter will have to go up the chain from the, let me see, payroll clerk to payroll supervisor to payroll higher-up supervisor, maybe to the controller, which is accountant, to human resource director. And then finally to somebody that actually reads law, to tax legal department, and then to the tax part of legal department. It'll have to work its way up to somebody that can understand law and make legal decisions. So keep it going up the chain, Fred. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome, my friend. My pleasure. Okay, we have a call from area code 601. Caller from area code 601. What is your first name, my friend? 601 caller. You're live on Freedom Law School's Freedom Hour. What's your first name?
Alejandro.
Alejandro. Oh, yes, my friend. You're back. Very good. Welcome back, Alejandro. He's been on this call before. Alejandro, what's on your mind tonight, my friend?
I have a question about how the citizen can protect the property from the federal mafia. Like, you know, you have a land and a house, and if they go after you, how you can protect it? Like, you can have some kind of lien on it or some kind of legal paper. They cannot go after you. Do you know any loophole?
Okay. Now, let me tell you something, Alejandro. Don't ever ask that question of anybody publicly. Okay?
Okay.
Do not ever ask that question publicly from anybody. You know why?
Why?
If a recording of that call gets out to the IRS, that person and you who told you how to do what you asked them exactly, we both of you be prosecuted for conspiracy to rip off the U.S. government. A Klein conspiracy, they call it.
Okay,
yeah,
that's good to know.
Yeah, because you want to protect your stuff so the poor IRS that only collected money so old people like Susan can get Medicare and Social Security, you know, that you're not paying a fair share so Susan can have health care and she be poor eating dog food without Social Security. So you got to pay your fair share. You cannot protect your property. Okay? So that's number one. You didn't know about that. Number two, having said that, I can tell you what the rich people do, what Jeff Bezos does, what the Rothschilds do, all those big corporate executives, the rich people, what they do is they put their home, their assets of all kind in various different entities. Jeff Bezos owns much of Amazon. Amazon might get sued. Amazon might be destroyed by a big lawsuit. But guess what? His personal property is protected from a lawsuit against Amazon. The IRS can come after Amazon, take everything from Amazon. But Jeff Bezos' home and car, everything, is separate. In fact, Jeff Bezos has his cars and homes and everything in different trusts, corporations, limited liability companies, limited partnerships, and have these entities own property that is by this trust that owns the limited liability company. This corporation owns a second corporation. They do further entity-owning entity to protect them. Now, they get to do it, and it's perfectly fine. Oh, the IRS will not come after these people. But you, a regular average person that does that, you know, and you publicly announce that you're doing it for the purpose of protecting the assets from being stolen from the IRS, you just committed an act of tax evasion and conspiracy to rip off the U.S. government. But having said that, the information is there in front of you. What the rich people do, I'll tell you what they do. You can do what you want. But basically, another thing to consider, is Alejandro, is that every American, once you start having anything, wouldn't it make sense to do some estate planning? If you don't do estate planning, you die in a car accident, in an airplane crash, or get sick all of a sudden of a heart attack. If you don't have a proper will, your assets are not a property in a trust or a corporation or LLC, that after you die, who is it go to? You know, the lawyers end up getting it, the government ends up getting it, the thieves end up getting it, not your family members. So you should do some estate planning anyhow. Okay, if and when you start having some assets. Okay, so you should look for someone that does estate planning. I could refer to people that do that if you want to, but I don't do it myself at Freedom Law School. I don't do that. I could, but I don't. I choose not to. I can only, you know, do so many things effectively, but that's what you want to do. Talk to somebody who can do that type of thing and protect your assets from any lawsuits, anything that may happen down in the future before something comes up, Alejandro. Before something comes up. Because if you, there's a judgment against you from somebody suing you, credit card company, okay, or your neighbor sued you and got a judgment against you, or the IRS came after you with some numbers, hey, you owe them money, then you go put your assets, a house, put in some entity. Now you definitely did evasion, illegality. It's a big no-no. But if you wait before anything comes up, with your neighbor, with a car accident, or the IRS, protect your assets properly with trust, LLCs, partnerships, corporations, whatever you got. You know, nothing has happened yet. Then that's perfectly fine. Because you never know what's going to happen. Jeff Bezos, that's why he put everything in a corporation. Amazon is not a sole proprietorship or partnership. It's a corporation to limit liability damage to him. And you can do it just like that. Okay, Alejandro?
Yes, thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Any other questions, my friend?
You know, I talked to some other people about, you know, the freedom, you know, American citizen not required to, you know, file and pay income tax and stuff. And this one guy is saying, like, you know, the poor people don't pay, the rich people don't pay, the middle people classes pay. And that's what is America is holding on, because we are middle class paying taxes. And I told him, how that's possible? For example, if I have $20,000, I can pay them the taxes, right? And they can take that money and spend it in a different country. Or I can take the $20,000 and buy the metal building made in America, create, you know, and buy that and install it on my property. I create jobs. I buy American-made product. That's better for an economy. I don't understand why people are so brainwashed like that.
Because in the big cities, the people are dependent upon, the people are a bunch of ants walking past each other. You don't talk to somebody next door to you. You don't know your neighbor next door. Okay? So they go by each other. There's no sense of community. The community is the mass media. the big TV, the big radio station, the big newspapers. So they do the thing. They create the culture of thinking what the topic is. So instead of talking about Clinton and national security stuff that she had, you know, all this emails she had that were illegal on a homemade server. Instead of talking about that, they talk about the baseless Trump-Russia conspiracy. That's what they do. Okay, they create that conversation. Whereas if you go to small towns where the major media is not so controlling, you know, people talk to each other. You know, they don't know what's going on in the small towns. Like I used to do seminars in New York and L.A. The bigger the city, folks, I had, the more dense, the less people show up to my seminars in late 1990s when I did. Small towns in the middle of nowhere, people would show up because the word of mouth existed. Because the mass media propaganda works. Why do you think the cities are communist? The socialists live in the cities. All of you, go to a smaller city, smaller town. Go from city to suburbs, so suburb to country suburbs. Okay? Go out. Get away from this masses of socialist people that they think that, oh, we have all this congestion. You know? In the city, but the world is so huge. There's so much room out there. But people are jam-packed in the cities, and they think it's all there is. No, a world is a lot bigger than that. That's why, Alejandro. They don't know. They have, you know, but now with internet, people start to get out. They start to look around for themselves, which is why all the tech giants, YouTube, Google, Facebook, you know, Twitter, all these guys are starting to censor content. Okay, you know, you put 9/11 truth, they give you a bunch of propaganda that 9/11 was a bunch of Arab terrorists. They tell you the real stuff about 9/11, they take them down. It will not come up on YouTube anymore. Okay, you have to look really hard to find it. Okay, that's why, Alejandro. Understand that?
Yeah.
Any other questions?
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
No, I'm good. Thank you, sir.
Okay, my friend. Well, friend, thank you very much for being with me tonight. Remember, freedom is not free. You have to pay a price for freedom also. I did, so it's fighting for others. Decide what kind of price you are willing and prepared to pay to secure your freedom. Prosperity comes in the process. But you decide and start from wherever you can and go up from there. Thank you for being with me, my friend. Remember, I play the song Matrix as the theme of this Freedom Hour because we are giving the Matrix the way out of the Matrix. You've taken a red pill. Now it's your opportunity, Chad, to step outside. Have a good night, everybody.